Welcome back to the Mike Farwell Show on City News 570 and Rogers TV. James Sebastian Scott filling in for Mike. Mike will be back tomorrow. Don't worry. You don't have to deal with me again tomorrow. April is Autism Awareness Month, and to join us to talk more about Autism Awareness Month is Brian Swainson, the CEO of Sunbeam Community and Developmental Services. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having me.
Brian, what are some of the ways that Sunbeam is recognizing Autism Awareness Month for the month of April?
Yeah, this Autism Awareness Month is a great platform for families and organizations such as Sunbeam, who provide services in that realm, to raise awareness, information about accessing support, and to advocate for change. You know, it's all about celebrating unique strengths and contributions of individuals who are living with autism and providing the services, supports, and therapies that can help them to live a better life.
When it comes to the advocacy that is done and the services that are being advocated for in the province for families who might have someone who is dealing with autism, what is some of the bigger advocacy pieces that Sunbeam helps with when it comes to raising awareness about autism?
Yeah, Sunbeam, we're a regional provider for developmental services. We service Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, Halt, Peel, York, and Simcoe. So we've got a big geographic area that we serve. And we have a big voice, I think, when it comes to interactions with the province. And when it comes to autism programming or the Ontario Autism Program, for example, many, many families are touched by this. In fact, across Ontario, the latest numbers that I've seen from last year is there's about 60,000 children on the wait list for the Ontario Autism Program. That's a big, big number, and roughly 7,000 names are added to that list each year. There's several service options available to those families. Some of them are funded by the province to organizations like Sunbeam, and there is funding available for core clinical therapies direct to families. But only about less than 9,000 of those 60,000 children are receiving those core clinical budgets right now. And so we do work with the province to try and look for additional funding opportunities. But something that we're doing at Sunbeam is also trying to expand our services to reduce wait times and provide services where they're needed.
When it comes to the large geographical area that you do service and, you know, the amount of families that are on that wait list to get services for autism, what is the biggest challenge for families right now, and how can Sunbeam really help them in terms of getting those services that you speak of?
Well, it might help if I give a really quick explanation of what autism is.
Sure.
For some of your listeners who may not be aware. So autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain. People with autism often have problems with social communications and interactions and restricted or repetitive behaviors. And sometimes they have different ways of learning, moving, or paying attention. And, you know, without a proper diagnosis, without early interventions, and without the therapies that are needed, all of those differences can really impact quite negatively people's quality of life and their families. You know, there can be quite challenging behaviors involved. There can be learning challenges involved. It affects every aspect of a person's life. And so Sunbeam, for example, last month, March 1st, we kicked off a big expansion to our ABA service program. We rented a large space in the Family Center out on Hanson Avenue, which is a building owned by Waterloo Region Family and Children's Services. They're a great partner of ours. And we're now able to offer more services than ever through our ABA therapies and some aligned clinical services that go along with that. So families that, for example, do have those core clinical budgets now have somewhere, sort of a one-stop shop they can come to for not only what's called ABA or Applied Behavioral Analysis Therapy, which is a key component of the support that's needed, but we have a children's psychiatric clinic there. We're very, very fortunate to have Dr. Peter Cordell, a pediatric psychiatrist, with us one day a week. He's providing services at the family center. We have an occupational therapist for help with motor skills. We have a speech language pathologist for help with communication skills. And really, it's one of a kind in this region to be able to go to this one-stop shop. It makes things a lot simpler for families who previously had to shop around to different providers, balance and juggle scheduling appointments, and losing that sort of continuity of care when it came to sort of that wraparound services that really are needed.
We know that the province has earmarked some more money to help with some of the services that you speak of here, Brian. But you know, advocates have said that you know, in that budget announcement, that wasn't enough in terms of, you know, that wait list that you also spoke of earlier. So in terms of the supports that are offered by the governments, how can they better support families who have someone in their family that is dealing with autism right now?
I think information is key because, you know, the Ontario Autism Program has changed quite a bit over the past 5 years. And we really empathize with families who are trying to keep track of all of these changes. It's a big thing of what we do at Sunbeam is, you know, we're pretty much on top of how the system works today. And in addition to providing programs and services, we can really help with information about program services, availability, funding opportunities, financial supports. You know, even in under the autism program, we provide things like day respite and overnight respite, which gives a lot of caregiver relief to families. But when it comes to the frustrations, I guess, experienced by families who have a loved one living with autism, I certainly don't disagree with their advocacy positions, and we're doing our best to have a strong voice to say that more is needed. The system is stretched, and in many communities, some families that have these clinical budgets available to them have to return money each year because they just can't access the services they need. And that's such a tragedy. You know, there's so few families that are receiving those clinical budgets. And to hear many instances where those families aren't even able to purchase the services that they need, it has to be an all-inclusive approach. And so the government, yes, does need to sort of step up its supports, but agencies like Sunbeam need to sort of expand their services so that when families do have those resources available, the families don't have to wait 6 months for services and they don't have to return these valuable budgets that they're receiving from the government.
Brian, thanks so much for taking some time today to talk to us about Autism Awareness Month and just how needed the services are in our province right now. Thanks so much.
I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
Take care, Brian.
Bye now.
That was Brian Swainson, the CEO of Sunbeam Community and Developmental Services, talking about Autism Awareness Month, which is the month of April.